This week and next week from the Steffes Group. Capture tools and equipment from another Steffes online auction. Major farm equipment, trucks, pickups, trailers, hay and livestock equipment, grain handling, snow handling, headers, skid steers, and more. Another Steffes online auction, February 3rd to the 8th. Oh my goodness, don't miss out on the quarter of Cass County farmland near Ayr. Farm it this spring. February 2nd to the 9th is the auction. And before long, many farm retirement and estate auctions this spring. Complete listing and photos at steffesgroup.com.
Did you know that winter weather caused an estimated $64.1 million in property damage in the U.S. last year? $2.2 billion in property damage in the U.S., but 64 in for winter weather. And that doesn't take, now this is a ServiceMaster study, that doesn't take into consideration spring flooding damage, which around here, because we live in the flatlands of the Northern Plains, the Red River Basin, flooding can cause incredible amounts of damage. So there's a lot of legislative projects in both North Dakota and Minnesota that folks are keeping an eye on. It's the Red River Watershed Management Board, and the executive director joins us now, Rob Sipp. How are you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Thank you. Great to be on. Hey, before we dive deep into the projects that you're making sure that Minnesota and North Dakota legislature will follow through on, you've got a board meeting, a meeting coming up on Tuesday, February 21st.
Yes, correct. We have our regular board meeting, and then we have our joint conference that we hold with the Flood Damage Reduction Work Group that afternoon, and then pretty much all day on February 22nd at the Moorhead Marriott.
Okay, and this is for the public, or is it for flood nerds, so to speak?
Well, yeah, primarily flood nerds. We mainly have our member watershed districts on the Minnesota side of the basin and watershed managers, counties, and basically any and all local, state, and federal partners come together. And we kind of talk about the lay of the land. There's going to be some research updates, project updates, just different informational pieces from some of the partners and stakeholders. And it's looking to be a really good event with a lot of great information. And actually, you guys will be broadcasting live. I can't remember which day, but one of those 2 days you guys will be there. And it's just a really nice time of the year for everybody to come together. We're also going to have the goal is to have the National Weather Service participate in some of the radio shows to talk about potential flooding this spring. And I know there's more information forthcoming on that here as the weeks progress.
Yeah, and I know just earlier this week, or was maybe last week, they did issue their first flood. On February 1st, they always issue their first flood. And it's pretty minimal at this point. But, man, there's a lot of winter left, right? And with Thanksgiving, heaviest snow usually happens here in the next couple of months, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the way we generally look at it, there could be a couple months of winter. I mean, hope not, but there's plenty of time, unfortunately, for more snow to come, but maybe we'll avoid some of that. And, I'm thinking the next week or so there's another flood forecast coming up, and I don't know that one will tell much from the last one, but we'll know more in about a month, I think.
You bet. All right. Well, as you mentioned, I've been honored to be at your meetings here for the last 3-4 years. It's been great. The Red River Watershed Management Board is made up of a lot of folks from the Canadian border all the way down to Lake Traverse, and both sides of North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, you guys are got a lot of projects going. Some of them need completion with the funding from state legislatures. How's that going?
Yeah, right. And so it's the Red River Basin Commission is that international board, and so we're the Red River Watershed Management Board on the Minnesota side, just
okay.
A quick clarification. But, yeah, so we are looking for $73 million from the state of Minnesota to get about 9 or 10 flood projects done on the Minnesota side of the basin. And if we can get those done, that equates to about 100,000 acre feet of additional new water storage that would come online. And boy, with this inflation that's going on, that's really kind of hit these project costs pretty hard going back a couple of years ago, these project costs were anticipated to be around $50 million, but with inflationary factors, the costs just keep ballooning. So I guess the point is to policymakers, let's get these projects funded and get them off the books, and let's get them online so they can start holding water and start taking the edge off of those downstream impacts.
I would also assume that labor is an issue, too. I mean, you can make $17 an hour at Burger King, and the folks, good help is hard to find everywhere. So the projects cost more, and labor is hard to find. So you get, I would bet you'd appreciate a little help from the general public, from farmers especially. Contact your senators and representatives from both states and let them know that if there's a watershed project, a flood control project, flood mitigation project, be in support of it.
Yeah, I know, and that's real helpful to talk about that, Mick, because right now, too, at the federal level, the Farm Bill is being worked on, and today I was just up in East Grand Forks for Senator Amy Klobuchar had a Farm Bill listening session, so it's perfect timing to not only talk about funding at the state level, but also how can we tap better into those federal funds. And I think there's a prime opportunity to start working you know, all the partnerships and all the groups that we can work with to get at more of that federal funding. And I think if we could get some changes at the federal level, it'll help us for the future. It might not help all the projects right now that are ready for funding and construction and earth moving, but definitely will help the future if we can get some changes at that federal level.
You bet. All right. Well, whether it's federal, state, local, a lot of people come together. The Red River Watershed Management meeting, February 21st, 22nd, at the Marriott in Moorhead. If folks would like to attend just to listen in, I'll bet you would like pre-registration.
Yeah, we would, and that's real helpful. There's just a minimal fee of $25, and if people go to our website, it's just www.rrwmb.us. You can get to the registration link.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we encourage everybody to do that. And in the meantime, I suppose you've made some trips both to Bismarck, but maybe primarily to St. Paul?
Yeah, I've been down to St. Paul a couple times, and we did get our bill introduced here just, I think it was yesterday, for $73 million for all those projects. And, you know, it'll come down to the last couple days of session like it normally does, but so we're working with our senators and our representatives on that $73 million ask, and you know, we'd like to think things are looking positive. The governor did have $24 million in his proposed budget for flood hazard mitigation, and then I know there's been some talk of doing something with last year's bonding proposal, so hopefully something will come out of that, and that was actually $20 million that was proposed. And I know there's another state agency that has about $17 million proposed for statewide flood projects and water storage projects. So, boy, if all that came together, you know, there's a potential for about $60 million to come to local governments across the whole state.
So, oh, yeah.
It looks positive, and the state has a pretty good financial reserve at the moment.
All right. Rob Sipp, Executive Director of the Red River Watershed Management Board, an organization that does a lot of great work and taken for granted, too. You do a lot, and you've been flying under the radar. We want to give you as much publicity as possible. And, again, thanks for the work you do. Thanks for the update. And we'll see you at your board meeting. Eric will be there.
All right. Thanks.
You are welcome.